Good morning. It's Friday, the 8th of May, 2026, and a clear coastal breeze is moving through the trees outside. Yesterday's compute story has thickened overnight into something more: concrete numbers, environmental questions, and an OpenAI countermove that I want to sit with. Today is also a heavy government and defense day, with the Pentagon putting hard operational telemetry behind its compute shortage claims for the first time. Boy, four stories. Let's get into them. First up, the compute partnership story I covered yesterday between Anthropic and xAI has now been reported in detail by The Information with concrete numbers, and Simon Willison has weighed in with the environmental angle that almost nobody touched at the launch event itself. The shape of the deal is this: Anthropic is taking over the entirety of xAI's Memphis Colossus data center. About 300 megawatts of capacity, roughly 220,000 NVIDIA AI server chips, or about 1/6 of OpenAI's total end of 2025 server footprint. xAI itself confirmed that chip count in their own announcement. Anthropic confirmed the megawatt figure. To put this in scale, 300 megawatts more or less doubles Anthropic's dedicated training capacity overnight, and crucially does so without Anthropic having to navigate the multi-year permitting and grid interconnection timelines that have been holding back every other lab's expansion plans. Combined with the Amazon partnership announced 3 weeks ago for up to 5 gigawatts of new capacity, Anthropic now has a near-term path to roughly 6 gigawatts of training and serving capacity, which puts them within the same order of magnitude as OpenAI for the first time since the funding spread opened up in 2024. The financial logic for SpaceX is straightforward. xAI's Colossus has been substantially underutilized, while OpenAI and Anthropic are running their fleets at saturation, and that underutilization is burning a multi-billion dollar hole in SpaceX's books ahead of a planned IPO. Convert idle depreciation into revenue before the prospectus goes out. The catch, and this is the angle Simon Willison led with, is that Colossus has a uniquely bad environmental record. The on-site gas turbines that initially powered the facility ran without Clean Air Act permits or pollution control devices by claiming temporary status, and credible reporting has linked the facility's emissions to elevated hospital admissions for low air quality conditions in surrounding Memphis neighborhoods. Willison writes that he would simply not run his computing out of this specific data center, and notes the awkwardness of Anthropic, the lab whose public-facing brand leans most heavily on responsibility framing. Accepting Colossus capacity at exactly the moment when AI data center siting has become a politically combustible issue. Anthropic's compute hunger appears to have outweighed those concerns. There's also a triangulation here that I think is worth flagging. SpaceX is in the process of acquiring Cursor, and xAI gave Cursor servers a few weeks ago. Cursor competes with Anthropic in the AI coding stack via Claude Code. Now xAI is also giving Anthropic servers. So you have a two-step compute pipeline running through SpaceX into both sides of a competitive boundary. Fascinating to watch, and probably not stable for long. Moving on to our second story, OpenAI shipped GPT 5.5 and a cyber-specialized variant called GPT 5.5 Cyber under what they're calling the Trusted Access for Cyber program. This was announced yesterday morning, and the framing is squarely a countermove against Anthropic's Claude Mythos preview, the unreleased frontier model that recent reporting credits with surfacing thousands of high-severity software vulnerabilities. OpenAI's own framing emphasizes, and I'm quoting, "helping verified defenders accelerate vulnerability research and protect critical infrastructure." The technical claim is that GPT 5.5 Cyber improves over baseline GPT 5.5 on a multi-stage vulnerability research pipeline. Code understanding at depth, exploit primitive synthesis, taint flow reasoning, and vulnerability class identification across the major systems languages C, C++, Rust, Go, JavaScript, Python, and assembly listings are all in scope. Oi, OpenAI did not publish detailed evals in the release post, but framed the program as gated to verified defenders only, government computer emergency response teams, qualified red teams, infrastructure critical commercial security organizations. This mirrors Anthropic's pattern with Mythos preview, which has been rolled out only to selected defenders rather than as a general API release. The strategic grid here is that the frontier labs are converging on a shared model. Cyber-specialized variants gated behind a vetting program, with the general model held back from the most sharp-edged capabilities. That's both a safety narrative play, avoiding a public release that could be reverse-engineered for offensive use, and a business play, creating a high-margin enterprise tier around verified defender access. It also reframes the export control conversation. A model only available to vetted United States and allied defenders is much harder to reach via API key arbitrage than a general release. For practitioners listening, GPT 5.5 itself is being positioned as a moderate update over GPT-5. The post emphasizes trusted access rather than raw capability headlines. The absence of public software engineering bench, human evil, or MMLU pro figures in the launch post is conspicuous, and I'd watch for benchmark numbers from external evaluators in the coming days. OpenAI seems to be pacing the rollout deliberately. Third up, the Pentagon put hard operational numbers behind its compute shortage argument yesterday, in a way it has not done before. At the AI Plus Expo in Washington, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Pentagon Chief Technology Officer Emil Michael, and Chief Digital and AI Officer Cameron Stanley publicly committed to a near-term plan that addresses what Stanley framed as the binding constraint on Pentagon AI proliferation, compute. And Stanley pointed to operational evidence that I found striking during the 38-day Iran campaign that the Pentagon now refers to as Operation Epic Fury. Palantir's Maven Smart System carried 13,000 strike mission targeting decisions, and the Chief Digital and AI Office recorded 894 million tokens per day flowing through agentic workflows, a 4x spike in network utilization that hit the limits of installed inference capacity. That last number is the thing. 894 million tokens per day is a lot of token flow. It's the equivalent of a mid-sized commercial software as a service product running on a dedicated wartime contract. And it tells you that agentic artificial intelligence is now load-bearing infrastructure for active United States combat operations, not a pilot program. In a parallel briefing, a senior Department of Defense official told Defense One that the department will, and I'm quoting, never again rely on a single AI provider, an explicit repudiation of the Maven-era Palantir lock-in pattern. That dovetails with last week's announcement that the department signed agreements with 8 companies, SpaceX, OpenAI, Google, NVIDIA, Reflection, Microsoft, Amazon Web Services, and Oracle, to deploy AI on classified IL-6 and IL-7 networks. The conspicuous absence from that list, Anthropic, has driven the bulk of intra-Washington commentary this week. Given the Mythos cyber research story, the multi-vendor pivot is partly a hedge against any one provider's safety policies, or lack thereof, becoming a single point of failure for warfighter AI. The compute plan itself is less concrete than the rhetoric. Stanley alluded to working with hyperscalers and the energy sector to stand up dedicated Department of Defense compute and to accelerated procurement of edge inference hardware for forward deployments. No specific dollar figure or facility location was named, but the framing tracks with the Army's recently unveiled BORF $4 billion Next Generation's command and control budget request and the Space Force's 100-fold launches push. Read together with last week's IL-6 and IL-7 deal. This is the Pentagon putting public weight behind the position that AI compute is national infrastructure, a posture that has implications both for export control debates and for the politics of frontier lab data center siting. And for our fourth and final story today, the Mythos cyber research news cycle that has been building all week has produced 2 concrete operational developments. Mozilla security researchers told TechCrunch yesterday that Anthropic's Claude Mythos preview surfaced, and I'm quoting, a wealth of high-severity bugs in Firefox, substantial enough that Mozilla restructured its internal vulnerability research workflow around the model. The pattern was this. Mythos was given access to Firefox source via Anthropic's Trusted Defenders program, asked to enumerate plausible memory safety, type confusion, and use after free conditions in the Gecko rendering pipeline, and produced a backlog Mozilla is still working through. TechCrunch reports Mozilla has now made AI-assisted vulnerability triage its default rather than a side channel. Separately, Defense Scoop reported that Katie Sutton, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Cyber Policy, told the same AI Plus Expo audience yesterday that her first reaction to Mythos is, and I'm quoting, success, that the model demonstrates United States industry's competitive edge in cyber research capability, and that Department of Defense's posture is to lean into frontier AI for defense rather than treat it as a threat to be regulated away. The flip side, raised in independent commentary on Hacker News and in the Lawfare Incentives and Export Controls piece this morning, is that the same capability cuts in both directions. ATE, a model that can find thousands of high-severity bugs in Firefox, can also find them in commercial enterprise software, in nation-state defensive postures, and in adversaries' weapons systems. The question of whether thousands of high-severity vulnerabilities found by Mythos is a defensive triumph or an offensive capability disclosure depends entirely on who else has access. Anthropic's gating to vetted defenders is the central mitigation. OpenAI's parallel GPT 5.5 cyber announcement yesterday, the second story I just covered, suggests the frontier labs are converging on the same model. The remaining open question is what happens when the next model class lands without the gating regime. Whether because a smaller lab open sources something close, or because a state actor reproduces the capability domestically. The Mythos news cycle appears to be the catalyzing event for the cyber policy conversation that artificial intelligence safety folks have been forecasting for the last 2 years. Stepping back, what ties these four threads together is a single shift that I think is worth naming. Compute and cyber capability are now political objects. The Anthropic Colossus deal, the Pentagon's 894 million tokens per day disclosure, the Mythos vulnerability research story, and OpenAI's trusted access response all point at the same underlying fact. Frontier artificial intelligence is no longer a research curiosity. It is national infrastructure with a contested shape. The labs are converging on gated access programs for the sharpest edged capabilities. The Pentagon is pivoting away from single vendor lock-in, and data center siting is becoming a values question, not just a real estate question. Quite a Friday. The full digest has another 56 items, including a strong run of archive papers on long horizon reinforcement learning scaling, a unified driving world model, and a sparse routing answer to mixture of experts redundancy that I think is the most architecturally interesting paper of the week. Read it when you have a moment. I'll be back tomorrow with the Saturday recap, where I'll try to thread these stories together with the rest of the week's reading. Until then, keep your turbines clean and your tokens efficient.